Hey, everybody, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking into something that's pretty cool, I think. Fanless industrial computers.
Yeah, these are really interesting and really kind of impressive pieces of hardware when you think about it.
Yeah, so like, you know, when I think of my computer, I think of like the fan constantly whirring and like how much heat it generates and all that. And like these computers are built to just like basically not even need that.
Yeah, they're pretty much like tanks of the computing world.
Yeah, and we're seeing them used more and more. They're fueling the growth of industrial automation, especially in North America.
Absolutely. The North American embedded market is really at the forefront of this trend.
So maybe back up a little. What exactly do we mean by embedded market? Because that can mean like a lot of things, right?
Sure. Think of it this way. It's basically all the computing systems that are, well, embedded in other devices and machines. We don't really see them, but they're kind of the hidden brains behind how a lot of things operate.
So like the computer inside like a, you know, like a smart refrigerator or something like
that. Exactly. Or like those robotic arms you see on assembly lines, traffic light systems, even those digital billboards in Times Square.
Yeah.
They all rely on embedded systems.
And North America is really leading the pack in this field.
They are. I mean, there's a huge drive for automation right now, particularly in industries like manufacturing. A lot of companies see it as a way to boost efficiency and productivity.
Yeah.
You know, and for that, they need computing power that's up to the task. And that's where these fanless computers come in.
OK, so let's talk about these fanless wonders. What makes them so special and particularly well suited for industrial environments?
Well, think about a regular computer for a second. One of the biggest vulnerabilities is the fan. They can get clogged with dust, overheat, malfunction, all sorts of things, especially in an industrial setting.
Or like a factory floor or something.
Exactly. Now imagine that computer is responsible for controlling critical machinery in a place where downtime isn't just an inconvenience, it's a safety hazard or a major financial loss. You need something way more reliable.
That's where the fanless design comes in.
Precisely. By removing the fan, you eliminate a major point of failure. It allows for a much more durable, rugged design that can withstand dust, vibrations, extreme temperatures, stuff that would cripple a regular computer.
So we're talking about some seriously tough computers here.
Absolutely. I mean, they're built to operate flawlessly in conditions that would make a regular computer, well, meltdown.
And this ties back to their growing use in the embedded market.
Right. Think about those digital billboards we were talking about earlier. Exposed to the elements, running 24/7. They need a computer that can handle it, and fanless technology fits the bill perfectly.
So for our listeners out there, even if they're not working in a factory or designing the next generation of digital billboards, why is it important to understand this technology? What's the broader significance here?
That's a great question. I think it's important because it gives us a glimpse into the future of computing. These fanless industrial computers are not just about making machines work. They're laying the groundwork for a world where technology is even more integrated into our everyday lives.
That makes sense.
I mean, look at the Internet of Things. It promises to connect everything around us, from our cars to our coffee makers. But for that to work seamlessly and reliably, we need computers that are up to the task. Computers that are robust, compact, and can operate in virtually any environment.
So these fanless computers are kind of the unsung heroes, paving the way for a more connected future.
I think that's a great way to put it. They might not be as glamorous as the latest smartphone, but they're quietly revolutionizing the way we live and work.
I totally agree. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's deep dive. We hope you found it informative. But before we go, we want to leave you with something to think about. As this technology continues to advance, how else might we see it being used in the future? What new possibilities might it unlock? Let us know your thoughts. Until next time.